and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. I am joined today by two guests, and it's possible that I may be joined by for several episodes by the same two guests. But guest number one is Mr. Lee Batrick.
Hello.
I'm sure he's only here to plug his excellent company, bendyboards.co.uk.
That might be true, or it might be on the fact that the laser's not running at the moment.
And why is the laser not running, Lee?
Someone might have broken the lens. But
I would like to point out to people who know, it wasn't me!
Mike was nowhere near mine.
Well, actually, to be fair, I wasn't that far away yesterday.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, you weren't that far away. Yeah.
The aura of me possibly contributed, but I didn't break it. No. Lee broke it.
Yeah, so I've officially kind of half got a day off. Because I can't use the laser, and my cars have been repaired, so I can't go and buy wood to get boards.
Oh, excellent. So it's from the sublime to the ridiculous, because our other guest today is Mr. Matt Spooner.
Hello, that's a bit harsh.
Why?
I'm not ridiculous, incompetent, crass, obtuse, not ridiculous.
All right, I'm sorry, mate. Can you pull yourself together to cope?
I'm pulling bits of me.
No. Just stop now.
Okay.
So, for this episode, we are not going to talk gaming at all. But we are going to talk the just announced Marvel movie slate for Phase 3. Which, at the time of recording, was announced last week. So we're just going to run down the movies, give our thoughts on the scurrilous rumours and stuff that we've heard about it, and we'll see where it goes.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
So, now, obviously, none of the movies that we're going to talk about are actually for next year, because next year's movies are set. In the form of Avengers 2 and Ant-Man,
which I know nothing about, but it makes me laugh because it must be the worst superhero ever, unless he carries around a massive leaf.
He flies on an ant.
How small is he?
Very small.
Well, how big is the ant?
No, he's very small.
His name is Pym.
Well, no, actually, that's one of the interesting things, is that from everything that we've heard, Pym is in it, but it's not focused around him. Because in the comics, there have been two Ant-Men, or two major Ant-Men, which is Pym and Scott Lang.
Should we just do the disclaimer to start with? I don't read comic books, so I'm coming at this purely as a moviegoer. I haven't got any of this weird geeky back history stuff.
Well, about comics, anyway.
Not about comics, anyway. I've got all sorts of weird geeky stuff, but not about comics. So, for the benefit of you, dear listener, I am the cinema goer as opposed to the comic book geek. So I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Who are these people?
Okay, so in the comics, Hank Pym was a founding member of the Avengers. So that's already been thrown away in the movie universe.
Okay.
But his major... And the other founding member of the Avengers was a woman called Janet Van Dyne, who was Wasp. And they were boyfriend, girlfriend, later husband, wife.
Did Stanley have a whole insect thing going on for a month?
No idea. But their powers are they can shrink very small. But because they can shrink very small, they can do things like fly into people's ears and then just ping the oral nerves and things.
Mm-hmm.
And so incapacitate people. So that's great. But the big thing about the storyline was that they introduced a domestic abuse storyline.
Oh, right.
Where Hank beat Janet.
Yeah.
I mean, very, very daring in comics at the time.
Well, it would still be daring now, I guess, to a degree. domestic violence is not something that we often see stuff about outside of soap operas and the like. Look at the fuss the NFL stuff has made over the last couple of weeks.
Yeah. And so Hank was basically thrown out of the Avengers, and in comic book canon, he created Ultron.
But
from what we know of Age of Ultron, Ultron is actually created in the movie universe, is actually created by Stark.
Mm-hmm.
And is a continuation of work that he's been doing on Jarvis and the suits flying around at the end of Iron Man 3.
Yeah.
But we don't know anything beyond, you know, we don't know anything else. But that, so that's the Ant-Man. So then Scott Lang took over Ant-Man, but the rumors say that in Ant-Man, Pym is going to be old. I think he's played by Michael Douglas, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, yeah.
But if you go back as far as the first Captain America, in the Stark Expo, there's the original Ant-Man suit in a glass jar, you know, in a stall that they walk past.
Ooh, see, I didn't know that.
No, neither did I. And, funny enough, because through the marvels of modern technology, I shall make that come up on my television. Obviously on mute.
Oh, go on, Lee.
No, I was going to say, yeah. So apparently they're putting that he's been there before, and this is an older version, you know, so he's aged somewhat, hasn't he?
Yeah, and so Scott Lang is taking over the Ant-Man persona in the universe. But the thing I find really interesting about the Ant-Man thing is I've got no idea how it's going to play into the rest of the movies.
Mm.
Whereas, we know how Avengers is going to go, and the titles of the movies that they've given us give some indication of how they're going to go post-Avengers 2.
Yeah.
And anyone who's been watching Guardians of the Galaxy or Avengers or anything know where the whole thing is building to. And so when they announced the titles of Avengers 3, there was no surprise from me as to what the subtitle of Avengers 3 is, because we all know that it's building towards Thanos and the Infinity Gems and the Infinity Gauntlet.
We don't all know that, do we? Because there's some of us have had lives in the past.
Okay, but you knew it was building to... You knew that Thanos was going to be the big bad.
Because he's the one who's at the end of...
The first Avengers.
The first Avengers, the big purple dude.
Yeah.
And is predominant through Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, I've not seen that yet, you see.
Why is he on this podcast?
You know what, mate? For the supposed movie canon person... To be missing a major chunk of the framework. Well, I don't know. Why is he on it?
I'm working on it. Jesus. There's so many films, so little time.
So anyway, so they're building towards Thanos.
Right.
But, so if we run down the films in the order that they're going to come out from 2016. So the first one that there is slated, May 6, 2016... is Captain America 3, and its subtitle is Civil War.
So is this going to be the first one, and I think it's been widely discussed, that Chris Evans won't be in, and that Stan, whatever his name is, will be the new Captain America? Because, I mean, in the trailer, it hints heavily that that'll be the last Chris Evans Captain America outing, Broken Shield and all that in the trailer.
No.
Or will that be the last of the Chris Evans films?
This should be depending on how much they follow the comics, and they've already said that they're not going to follow the comics canon, which is just as well as, if they follow the Civil War storyline from the comics, then Spider-Man has to play a major role, and obviously they can't have Spider-Man. but basically, in the comics, there is a massive accident where a load of civilians die, and so the Superhero Registration Act is pushed through.
Mm-hmm.
Where basically means that all superheroes who operate within the US have to register with the US government. And so the US government has to know what their secret identities and things are.
Yeah.
And on one side of the debate, you have Iron Man, who is obviously, everyone knows who Iron Man is. Yeah. They know it's Tony. And yeah. on the other side of the debate, you have Captain America. And while Captain America is known and people know who Steve Rogers is, yeah. he, you know, his whole civil rights, freedom of expression thing that was very much explored in Captain America 2.
Yeah, Winter Soldier really covered a lot of that kind of, not anti-establishment, but rights of the individual kind of stuff.
Yeah. And it basically pits Captain America against Iron Man.
All right, cool.
And then everyone else sort of tries to pick a side and jumps about a bit, don't they?
Yeah, and at the end, you know, and Thor sort of gets caught up in the middle. And he'll be one of the ones that I would be surprised if he turns up. Because that makes it too close to an Avengers movie if he turns up.
Yeah.
And then, again, I mean, this whole thing is full of spoilers. At the end of the comics, Captain America gets shot and dies.
Yeah.
So the scuttlebutt is that that's what they will do, is that Captain America, as we know him, will be killed.
Yeah.
And either Sebastian Stan or Anthony Mackie will take over the Cap mantle for the rest of the...
Who the hell's Anthony Mackie?
He's one of the other actors in the thing.
All right. I was going to say, he's not playing somebody who's already established as a Marvel superhero type dude.
Who does he play? I can't remember who he plays.
That's right, I'll Google it.
Is he not Falcon?
Ah, right. Yes, he is. Oh, that'd be interesting. Black Captain America, I like that.
Because they're both on long-term deals, both those two actors.
Whereas yeah, Chris Evans, Sebastian Stan signed up for 9 pitches or something, didn't he?
Something like that. Whereas Chris Evans' deal comes to an end, I think, after the... I think he's got Avengers and then comes to an end.
Yeah. And he's actually been vocal in saying that will be him done, that he's not
playing. Yeah, and the whole Marvel movie thing has raised his profile massively.
Mm.
And they seem to be going, and the interesting thing is they seem to be going on their movie slate is with one new character and one continuation this year, because the other movie that for 2016 is Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange is what's the guy called who's done Doctor Strange? He was
Benedict Cumberbatch.
That's the one, yeah. So they've got him.
Is he actually confirmed now? Or is... I mean, everything that I'd heard was that he was in final negotiations, but no one's actually come out and said...
I don't think I've seen a formal announcement, but I mean... let me turn that on silent. The world is saying that it's definitely him.
I mean, he'll be brilliant at it.
He's brilliant at everything. I'd watch him curling one off. He's just brilliant.
Oh, there's no need for that.
Do you expect anything different, Mike?
No, that's right.
It says cast, so I'm assuming that that's now confirmed.
I thought it was confirmed, I must admit.
According to Reuters, it's confirmed.
Oh, excellent. Well, that's brilliant, because he'll be very good. Fitting Strange into the universe is interesting as well, because it means that there is magic.
Yeah. Oh, no. It says no, not confirmed. Sorry. It's widely touted, but not confirmed yet.
Because it puts the other... I mean, I suppose they already have the gods in the form of...
Thor and Loki.
Thor.
And Loki.
But they haven't been presented as supernatural beings.
No.
They've been presented as
aliens,
advanced aliens. Whereas Doctor Strange is firmly, firmly supernatural beings.
He's the Sorcerer Supreme, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, his big enemy is Mephisto. The devil.
Dave Bartley? Oh, right.
No, that's Mephiston.
Oh, right.
So then Doctor Strange, then in 2017, we get Guardians of the Galaxy 2, which we can't really talk about as some people haven't watched Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, that's fine. I'm going to watch it anyway. It won't change anything.
Okay.
Which is also strongly tied into the next rumour, isn't it? Which is, I don't know if it's rumour or confirmed yet, that Robert Downey Jr. is tied in and is in all of these films, bar Ant-Man, so far.
Yes. Yes, in bits and pieces that he's going to... And that should write, because they have to get to Thanos at some point. And we've already, you know, we've seen Thanos doing little bits. Zoe Saldana's character is effectively, you know, his stepdaughter or adopted daughter.
Oh, she's lovely.
Ronan the Executioner was working for Thanos. But it's all building to get in the Infinity Gems and the Infinity Gauntlet. And, you know, we've seen the Cosmic Cube already.
Yep.
And the whole first series of movies is based around is based around possession of the Cosmic Cube.
Didn't one of the end scenes as well talk about have the Collector talking about more than having more than one Infinity Stone?
Yes, I think doesn't he say he's got two?
Yeah.
At that point. So it's all about various to, you know, moving things along and everything. And then that sort of then takes us to the next movie, which is the last of the Thor movies, which is Thor Ragnarok.
Sounds like a Swedish rock band, doesn't it?
What? Ragnarok!
Yeah.
Which, of course, is the end of the world. The end of the universe.
Yeah.
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 The time of the ice giants. Chris Hemsworth and Tom Hiddleston are confirmed.
Groovy.
As Thor and Loki. But there's not a massive... As far as I know, Chris Hemsworth isn't confirmed beyond Ragnarok.
No.
And with more Avengers coming, I wonder if they are going to do the female Thor, as the comics are at the moment.
Yeah, because at the moment we've only had the one comic with the new Thor, haven't we?
Yes.
So,
the other thing. I mean, the other interesting thing is that Ragnarok was the in the Civil War comics, Tony makes a clone of Thor, and he's called Ragnarok.
Oh.
So it could be something to do with that,
so it could be that. And then we get to the first of the really exciting ones, I think. Which is Black Panther.
See, that's a character I've never really sort of followed outside of, excuse me, the Avengers.
I've not really followed him outside Avengers. But I think, you know, it's the first Marvel movie with a black actor as the lead.
Yep.
He's a good choice character because, you know, as you say, Lee, he does join the Avengers. The Avengers?
With the Avengers. The
Avengers of the Avengers.
Yeah.
Yes. And if I remember rightly, isn't he from a doesn't he come from a country that...
There's a Wanda or something like that, isn't it?
No, it is. I thought it was... It's called Wakanda.
Oh, yes, yeah.
It's where vibranium comes from.
Yeah, because
that's what his shield's made out of, isn't it?
It is.
Yes, it is.
See, I pay attention to stuff that's on the television. Oh look, I'm just at the bit of the expo on. Oh look, there it is. There's an Ant-Man costume. Yep. Yeah, okay. Okay, Lee's right, you know.
He often is.
Occasionally. Has been known.
Let's not get carried away.
If I'm honest, though, Matt, It is because Louis saw it and went, oh my God, and paused it and then had to point it out to me.
He is a clever boy.
He is in this situation. We should have had him on the call.
Yeah, probably knows more than me.
Well,
everyone knows more than you.
So, is it Chadwick Boseman?
Chadwick Boseman is playing Black Panther, and he's signed up for untold movies. Again, I think it's like one of these 9-picture deals he signed up for. And that all leads us... I mean, but it doesn't lead us... It leads us into the first part of Avengers. Because Avengers is split into two parts.
Mm.
So Avengers Infinity War, we get part one in 2018, because we're up to 2018 now. And then part two in 2019. And I don't know where we're going to go. I mean, I think introducing these other characters means that the Avengers lineup isn't going to be the Avengers lineup that we're going to get in Age of Ultron.
No.
You know, is there going to be Captain America? Is there going to be Hulk? There's no Hulk standalone movies.
No, I was thinking that was a bit of a surprise.
Oh, and the trailer for Ultron shows the scene of
Hulk and Iron Man having a fight and stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I've just remembered that Lee's avoiding trailers for Ultron.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
Well, he knew what he was signing up to when he came on the podcast.
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, so there's the fight of Tony and the Hulk. There's the scene of Tony in the Hulkbuster armor.
Yeah.
Fighting Hulk. So I don't know. Maybe you know, it's all going to break up. I mean, it's going to make Hulk.
Is that part of the Civil War canon in the books that Hulk takes?
Well, no, because they've got rid of Hulk by that point.
Yeah, they've got shot Hulk off into planet space. Hulk, haven't they? Yeah.
All right.
Because the Illuminati. Well, the Illuminati, which is Tony, Mr. Fantastic, Doctor Strange. I can't remember who the other two are. All come together and Hulk's too dangerous. And so basically they trick Hulk into a spaceship and they shoot him into space to get rid of him. and it being comics, eventually Hulk comes back and he's not that happy.
Well, no, I can imagine. It's a bit of a shame because Mark Ruffalo did such a good job as a Banner.
Yeah, the problem with Hulk movies, though, is that everyone's just waiting for them for the Hulk to arrive.
Yeah.
No one cares about the touchy-feely bits. They want to see Hulk smash. I mean, what are the best bits? What are Hulk's best bits in Avengers?
Puny God, Hulk smash.
Hulk smash, yeah. and puny God.
The bit in
where he smacks Thor in the face. Those are the bits that are really good about Hulk.
Yeah, true. I mean, like I say, the cinemaphile of me thought that Ruffalo did a really good job of the human side of the Hulk, and I thought that there might
Don't,
be some, I guess you're right. I agree with you completely. That would be a Banner movie, not a Hulk movie.
Yeah, people want to see a Hulk movie, which means Hulk smash, and you can only have so much Hulk smash.
Yeah.
And the biggest thing is, what can actually stop him?
Yeah, it's true. But are they going to then have to cover that in one of the films in the run-up to that?
Maybe they'll cover it in one of their TV series.
Well, possibly, yeah. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
That's the thing. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. It's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. the TV series. So the first season, it's slow going for the first few episodes, but once it starts going, once it sort of gets to the second half, which is at the same time that Winter Soldier was out. And it ties in with Winter Soldier and the destruction of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Fury's death and stuff.
Yeah.
It really, really gets going.
And, of course, that's the other great thing. I mean, I know we're not to the end of the slate yet, but that's the other great thing that Marvel have done is a quality TV series that can offer some exposition between movies and potentially even character development between movies that will keep things ticking along, keep interest. But allows them to arc and story development between, you know, the big blockbusters.
Yeah, and there's other TV series coming.
Like what?
Well, Daredevil is coming. That's a... It's either Netflix or
Netflix.
Amazon's... Is it Netflix?
Netflix exclusive.
So that's coming. A dark, you know, much more darker and grittier. In the mid-season break for Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., they're doing what they're calling a television special event, which is one of the terms they use quite a lot in America. But it's Agent Carter. So the girl from the first Captain America movie. Yeah.
Yeah.
So she's having her own TV series.
And, of course, you can see the pilot part of that on the Winter Soldier DVD.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, there's an exclusive of it on that on the Captain America DVD.
Oh, nice. I've not seen it. I've seen bits of it. I haven't seen the whole thing.
But, well, so, I guess that goes back to where you were. Stuff like that gives the opportunity to introduce the idea of Ant-Man in the kind of late 40s, early 50s period without him needing... Yes. The Hank Pym character needing his own movie.
Yeah. So where do we go to? We got to Avengers, didn't we?
Yeah. Yes. We were just touching on the thingy, which is a bit weird because all the pictures and everything they've released for the Infinity still has Captain America in it, doesn't it?
Yes.
Sorry, bear with me a second.
So after that, we get Captain Marvel.
Yep. And apparently there was
tell me about Captain Marvel.
Well, you won't like Captain Marvel.
She's a girl.
Well, I love girls.
She is a Air Force test pilot. Carol Danvers is the version. There are multiple versions of Captain Marvel. If you look up Captain Marvel online, you'll find Voltron. The version they're going with is Carol Danvers, Air Force pilot, ended up at CIA, and then a gig alongside one Mr. Nick Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Working for NASA, caught an explosion that gives her cosmic superpowers.
Right.
Cosmic
explosions. Loads of people keep getting caught in explosions in the Marvel backstories, don't they? It's explosions left, right, and centre.
She is powerful. She's got flight, superhuman strength, energy absorption. So you shoot with a laser, and she just goes, "Yep, thanks."
Mm-hmm.
She's a precog as well.
Okay.
She is right at the top of the pack. I mean, you know, strength of Thor level with a load of other powers as well.
I mean, she stood up to Hulk in the comics and stuff before, hasn't she?
Yeah, she is right up there in power level.
Okay, so what's her flaws? Because they tend to be flawed in some way.
From the comics, her flaws were always the human side of her.
Mm.
It just human, just her insecure, you know, her natural insecurities.
Yeah,
she's got all these amazing powers. You know, it's the thing that Superman doesn't have. Superman doesn't have insecurities,
which makes him so boring.
Yeah, but if you took Superman and you put Batman's psyche into Superman's strength, then you have a very interesting character.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's
so think of it like that.
Yeah.
And then the movie that I'm most excited for, which is The Inhumans.
It's again, I don't know a great deal about The Inhumans. And I got schooled the other day for telling them, my son, that. And he went and got his encyclopedias out and went through them all for me. But
So The Inhumans... Oh, sorry, go on.
I was just saying that he's very excited because he likes Dark Bolt and...
Black Bolt
and the dog.
Oh, yeah. What's the guy? I can't remember. Lockjaw.
That's it, yeah.
So basically, there were humans that were experimented on by... We've already seen... Well, in Guardians of the Galaxy, we've seen the Kree Empire being introduced.
Who?
the Kree. There are in Marvel comic land, there are two major interstellar empires.
Right.
There are the Kree, and there are the Skrulls. And I don't think... Have we been introduced to the Skrulls?
Not properly yet, no.
But we have been introduced to the Kree in Guardians of the Galaxy. Basically, they took a load of primitive humans and experimented on them and created the Inhumans. And they live on the moon. The leader is a guy called Black Bolt, whose superpower is basically he's got sonic powers when he speaks.
Right.
But they are off the scale sonic powers. You know, he says hello and Everest explodes into tiny little pieces, sort of thing. That's so he doesn't talk. He's a lead character who doesn't talk. Because if he talked or made a sound, devastation occurs. So he's a very interesting character. His wife is called Medusa, and she has telekinetic hair. It moves. So she has masses of red hair, and it, you know, she entangles people and stuff.
Cool. You see, I'm overcoming any urge to make a collar and cuffs joke.
But the real interesting thing about the Inhumans is why they're doing it, I think.
Well, I can't remember when we were talking about this, but you were talking about the introduction of mutants and mutation, which they've not been able to do into the kind of the Avengers, Captain America, Iron Man world, because that sits outside with the X-Men.
Yeah, and so this is their way of getting around it, and it's the way of getting around the Fantastic Four as well. Ooh, sorry about that, listener. Spoonie's computer needs a hammer. Yeah, so because in the Marvel universe, i.e. the Disney universe, they don't have the rights to X-Men and any of the characters that come with X-Men, and they don't have the rights to the Fantastic Four. And so they're shutting the Fantastic Four comic down. They're sort of shuttering the lines of X-Men. You know, Wolverine in comics has just been killed, like killed.
For this month.
Well, yeah, for a few months at least.
Yeah, no, he's going to have to keep him dead for a bit to keep the...
Yeah, and so they're pushing, and they're starting to push the Inhumans, and so because that's a product they can control, and it's all—I mean, it's all marketing. You know, they don't want to have comics that are giving free publicity to movies that aren't coming from their stable.
Yeah. And
I take it that's all about a rights thing from studios past before we picked up with the resurgence in quality, Disney superhero films.
Yes.
Yeah, because you'd expect Wolverine to have had a part in the Avengers by now, wouldn't you?
Yes.
And obviously the Spider-Man, he's been in and out, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, Spider-Man is, you know, in the Civil War storyline, as we were saying, in the Civil War storyline, Spider-Man's crucial to the whole story. Because obviously he's one of the big characters in the Marvel Universe that his secret identity is that, a secret identity.
Yeah. although it's going to be a little bit strange because you've got Quicksilver and Scarlet Witch in the next
one. But if all you need to do is use the word Inhumans around them.
Yeah. Oh, no, I don't mean it like that. I just mean
and kill off, you know, you just kill the... The problem is, I suppose the problem is they don't want to kill the idea of mutants in case they ever get the X-Men back.
Yeah. Oh, that's not what I meant. Because we've seen Quicksilver now.
Yeah.
In an X-Men film as well, haven't we?
It was in Days of Future Past.
I haven't seen Days of Future Past.
Oh, for goodness sake, how can you not have seen Days of Future Past?
Because I've been concentrating on the Marvel Universe, not the Fox wannabes.
That's quite good, actually, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, I know. I just haven't got around to seeing it yet.
Yeah, so that's so they've obviously changed that around a little bit. Or they've used them in each, but...
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, and, you know, Scarlet Witch is famous for killing off a load of mutants by just using her reality-changing powers and going, no more mutants.
Yeah. That would be in the comics as well, Matt.
Okay. But they're the two at the end of Winter Soldier that are in the cells experimenting.
Yeah, and you see on. And you see them. You see them in the trailer. You see them in the trailer.
Yeah. Because are they not Magneto's kids? That's something I read somewhere on the interweb.
Yes.
So they're obviously going to have a different origin story for the Marvel, for the Disney Marvel process.
I don't know. I don't know if they just won't explain it.
Perhaps I'll keep that one for a Vader-like reveal if they do manage to get the other half of the franchise back over.
Yeah, maybe.
I'm sure they'll get it at some point.
Well, Matt's as long as they keep Brian Singer away from it. What?
Matt's computer's breaking more. Every time one of us talk, it feeds back through your computer, mate.
Sounds like a public announcement on a train station.
My laptop.
Or you could. Oh no, I know what you could do. You could mute your speakers on your laptop.
Turn the volume down on your laptop.
But we'll do that.
Now I can't
hear
you in my headphones.
Can't you?
I'll turn it down. Hang on, I'll turn it down so you're just quietly coming in my ears.
I'm just going to ignore you.
Yeah.
Okay. It's nothing new.
Right. Well, we're so far over time anyway. This is going to be the longest episode ever. But there were a lot of movies to talk about.
Yeah. And Matt did need a fair amount of schooling on the comics.
That's true. He needed to be educated.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had a life and stuff.
No, you haven't.
Kind of.
No, haven't. All right. Anyway, I think that's enough for this episode. So until next time, I've been Mike.
I've been Lee.
And I've been Matt.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter, we're at Fools_Daily, or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.